welcome back again. This is session number four, day four for some of you, session four for others. This day is about a subject that affects everything else in your life. And this whole series, Get the Edge, has been designed to focus on the majors of life. As I said earlier, most people major in minor things. They put all their attention on things that don't matter, and they make them more important than they really are and get stressed out. But there's certain things in your life that if you focus on them, your life soars in terms of your fulfillment and your joy and your relationships and your health and your vitality, every aspect. And there's certain areas of your life that if you don't focus on these areas, you get pain. And so that comes to the base level we're here to talk about today, which is your energy. See, when you talk about your physical body, your vitality, your health, I don't care what it is you want in your life, whether you want to improve your relationships or your finances or your emotions or your career, none of that matters if you don't take care of your body. And that's what we're going to focus on in this session. But I got to tell you, most people don't focus on their energy and their body because we don't live in a society where most of us value our bodies that much. In fact, we probably value our bodies the least. Yes, we promote attractive bodies in advertising, but we don't really look at the vitality and health and make it the absolute must. We have a lot more advertising on how to get drunk or how to get yourself out of pain instantly with a drug or whatever else you can consume in big gulp sizes that are larger than your head. People are drinking Cokes bigger than their head. I don't know what's going on out there. But see, we do things in our society for money all the time, but we forget our bodies. We do things to meet our career needs, but we forget about taking care of our body. We take care of our kids, we'll take care of our spouses, our loved ones, but our body's usually the last thing for most of us. And you know what? When we run out there, we try to give everything everybody else, and we don't have any energy left inside of ourselves, boy, I'll tell you what, there's no fulfillment, there's no joy, there's no juice. So you don't want to be richest man in the graveyard. And most people are out there focusing on everything else except the most important thing, your temple, the place your spirit resides. And most people are digging their grave with their teeth because they don't understand the little changes in their body are making huge changes in how they feel and how they experience their life. So my goal for this particular tape is to show you how to increase that energy. Because no matter who you are, increased energy means a greater quality of life. It means the edge. There's no question about it. You look at people of charisma, it's energy. You look at people who have the ability to get things done, it's not just that they got so much willpower, they got the energy. It's there at the end of the day, not just at the beginning of the day. And I want you to have that. And there's some simple changes you can make that will not require your entire life to change that can create an explosion in that energy. Also, if you're overweight and you want to change, and you've tried dieting, and you've tried exercising till you can't breathe, there's a reason why those diets and that exercise doesn't work. It has to do with this thing called acid, where most people are exercising to a level that their body can't take, and so their body retains fluids and it retains fat in order to protect the body from these acids, as you're going to learn in this tape. So if you're looking to lose 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 or 50 pounds, this is the ticket, and it's different than things you've heard before. What I love about this is it's profound knowledge. What makes it profound is it's simple, and the more simple, the more usable. But I also don't want something that's simple that isn't based on science. And when you start to understand the acid-alkaline balance in your body and how it affects your energy, how it affects the flow of oxygen, how it affects the amount of fat your body retains, how it can even affect cholesterol, you'll be fascinated by the process because it really opens the door to a lot of answers we don't have. What's ironic is there's so much research on nutrition, a lot of it gets lost through the shuffle for years. The original research that I'm aware of, anyway, about acid alkaline was done by Dr. Neil Solomon almost 20 years ago at Johns Hopkins University. Here's a man who focused on everything he could find within clinical nutrition that could massively improve the energy of an individual and the overall homeostatic balance in your body, which is basically your body's ability to heal itself. Since that time, many people have done research on acid alkaline balance and its impact. I met various nutritionists like Robert Young, and doctors like Dr. Alex Guerrero, who, by the way, is the person I recommend today. So you're going to get some pieces out of a live seminar about each of these individuals and what they've discovered and how you can apply it to yourself. By the way, Alex is the closest thing to genius I've seen. He's a doctor of Chinese medicine, and he's known because he's able to take two extremes of people and help make a difference. He takes peak performance athletes when they're burning out and turns them around, which is probably a good metaphor for most of us in today's society who are working so hard and we don't understand why we're not able to get the most out of ourselves anymore. But he also has specialized in his practice on taking care of patients that traditional doctors think are terminal and they're inoperable or there's nothing that can be done at this stage. They just believe that this person is going to pass away. And his statistics are amazing. He's now cared for 400 terminal patients designated as untreatable by their physicians. 5 years later, approximately 85% of them are still alive and thriving. This man really has found some tools that can shift people's health in a short period of time, including those people who think there is no hope. So this information truly can be a breakthrough. And what I really want to do is free you from fear. So many people walk around every day afraid someone's going to sneeze on them and they're going to get a cold or the flu. I mean, at one stage, I used to do 275 days a year, literally traveling and doing programs, and I've never missed a program in my life in 25 years. And I don't say that to beat on my chest. I say because I want you to know that you couldn't be more exposed to germs than I am, because I've been virtually everywhere on Earth, involved with tens of thousands of people on an ongoing basis, and I don't break down. How do you explain that? Well, you could say, well, that's your belief system, but there's more than just beliefs involved in your physiology and your health. I'm certainly exposed to germs everywhere. The reason is that germs are not enough to describe disease. 10 people can be exposed to the same germ. Not everybody gets ill, as you well know. And as you'll hear as we go to the live seminar, you're going to find that even today at Harvard University, they teach that no one specific germ is an absolute guarantee of having one specific disease. There are so many environmental factors, the amount of stress or emotion that's going on in your life, your genetic tendencies, and the things you do to keep your body in balance before you're exposed to such germs or viruses. We've got to be responsible if we're going to get out of fear, get into energy, if we're going to get out of excess fat and into fitness, if we're going to have the kind of joy and ongoing health that we deserve.